Understanding Akasha. This is Saratima. There's truly no outside. Everything is within us. The mind projects everything we can think of and experience. And the more karmic or distorted our mind is, the more unclear and unconscious we are. In order to release this darkness from the mind, we can consider going to the Akashic records, which are like the DNA of the universe. Let's first find out what is Akasha. It is ether. It is the very first element of creation before the other elements, which are air, fire, water, and earth in that order. Akasha governs the throat chakra, where all karma is known. Without Akasha, existence as you know it would not exist nor appear. Now, Akasha is not a psychic realm, but a subtler realm than the psychic. So in order to access information clearly, your mind and emotions must be still, resolved, and you have to come into a non-selfish place. Think of being able to abide above the heart space in something very subtle. As the throat chakra via the thyroid is directly related to a lot of physical processes, we can actually find this realm physically quite palpable. Observe and find out what your particular signifiers are when you direct your attention to the Akasha consciously. You might find it very subtle, very still, or anything else. You find out and note down so you recognize when you are in that realm. In order to be able to shift from your current state of rather dense and distorted mind to a very pure, clear state of mind of just being present, you have to truly be able to shift and let yourself be without egoic distortions. This is often accomplished via the ritual of an opening prayer and closing prayer. There are many prayers out there in the public, and I suggest and invite you to maybe even create your own that contains the following elements to help you navigate through your own consciousness. First of all, you want to state where you're going. You're acknowledging the Akashic realm and its forces, confirming that you're safe, confirming that you are respectful and grateful, and to use the information only to help yourself advance on your karmic journey to light. You have to have elements like that in there. And then, of course, when you're done, you want to close the records by praying and saying thank you and confirming that they're closed. In my MP3 journey, where we go into the halls, I use a visual and the act of opening and closing a book. If you are a healer yourself or in training, I highly encourage you to learn true meditation, as I, for example, teach in WLS, and create your own recording of entering and exiting the Akashic records. This will train you to become very clear of where your weak areas are and where you have to fine-tune your way through your mind into the subtle Akashic realm. So I pray that you find all the answers to your questions. I also pray that you don't get stuck in forming questions, but grow beyond into true, direct, illumined knowing and being. Namaste. Thank you.